community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio right now, we've got Sean McLaughlin. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
And what a gorgeous day you brought with you.
Always, yep.
It's always, which is really handy because you organise this, which is what we're going to talk about, huge. It never used to be, but it has become a huge, huge event in Chalkwell Park in Southend, isn't it?
That's correct, yep. Yeah, we're now in our 6th year, so we started in 2008. And talking of weather, yeah, we've always had, you know, don't want to preempt this year, but we've always had fantastic weather for 6 years. And we are synonymous with good weather, so hopefully it will continue this year.
Now, you've achieved what people have broken their necks trying to achieve. You started off in quite a very small way. It's called Village Green, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. We started in 2008 and it was part of the Cultural Olympiad, so it's part of the Olympics, yeah. Welcoming people to Britain.
Yeah.
We put on a small festival, Open Up, Light Up, they were the two themes. And we had a couple of stages, quite a few artists got involved as well. And we had about 8,000 people. Which
is really good.
Which is very good, yeah.
Had it stayed there,
yeah.
you would have deserved a pat on the back.
We would have been happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not 8,000 anymore, is it?
No. So over the years, from 2008, we've slowly grown and grown and grown. We've been very lucky over the years to have artists like Billy Bragg, Carly Anderson, the Blockheads, Phil Jupitus has been along. And with this, you know, the crowd's grown and grown and grown. And last year we had, throughout the day, we had 33,000 people across the day. In our tiny little Victorian park.
Where is this going to end? You're hoping to take over Wembley. Yeah. Wembley. 6 years on Wembley. Packed.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, last year was particularly busy for us. Like I say, we had, you know, 33,000 people across the day. This year we have relicensed. We've now relicensed for 29,999. So anyone given time, we can have 29,999. But we've taken the decision to release tickets this year, to sell tickets for a small cost.
To be fair, you should do. There's a lot. Yeah. I mean, most people don't realise they go to these little festivals these festivals and they don't realise even just putting up fencing around the place so that children don't get lost and go running out into roads is a huge job. And that's just one of thousands of jobs that go on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Sound, light, staging. It's just a microphone doesn't work and it's the end of the world to some people.
Exactly.
You hire the people to just give you another microphone.
Yeah. I mean, what we're doing with most outdoor events, with festivals, you are creating a venue. You're creating a small town. So you're doing everything from the trackway to get the vehicles on to the fencing, the generators to power everything, the staging, the cabling, the PAs, the lights, the security lights, the outdoor lights, you know, security overnight to look after everything, security during the day to look after everything, you know, your first aid suppliers, you know, your ambulances.
So is it no mean for you really do deserve a pat on the back, even putting it on once in a lifetime.
Yeah, we do have a holiday afterwards.
I can imagine you do.
Yeah.
So how many are you actually hoping for? Not at any one time, in total, over the complete day.
Well, once again, I mean, you know, we're going to sell 25,000 tickets. We want to be sold out before the event. Right. You know, every year it's been increasing. So even though we are, you know, it's a small amount of money, but we want to sell those 25,000 tickets before the event. And it will just make it comfortable for everybody, you know, within the site. It will give us a great day. Still loads and loads for families to do. You know, more and more families are coming to Village Green because it's such a great day for children and for parents alike, you know. So creatively, there's loads of art to do, loads of creative things. So we don't have bouncy castles or face painting. So as a parent, you're not going to be in a queuing up for your child. So, you know, lots of activities, lots of them to get involved with.
So it's a picnic type event. You bring your food, you bring your drink and you sit down.
Exactly.
In a safe environment, you watch the entertainment and the kids can run around without any fear of problems.
Perfect, yeah.
Now, the afternoon people and the evening people, you were saying earlier on, are two completely different types of people.
Yep. So at Village Green, we, you know, because it's a Saturday, we get our families in during the day.
Yeah.
They come in and they enjoy the day. Sometimes with the younger families, they often go home at tea times at 5, 6 o'clock, get the children to bed. And often then the parents will come back.
sneak out.
But, you know, with... you know, with jobs and whatnot, you know, Saturday workers, we do have quite an influx of people. So we're at 5:36, so, you know, people have finished working in the shops, etc. So we do get like a sort of an early evening crowd as well, and that's what helps us to keep, well, last year helped us keep the numbers down, because we were only licensed for 20,000, so it helped us at any one time to only ever have 20,000 people, so, yeah.
So at this particular point, you've put it up 10,000, so you're licensed for just under 30.
We have, so any one time we can have 30,000 people.
You're going to be mobbed.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Sean, you're going to be mobbed.
Yeah.
You really are.
It's going to be a good day.
So how many acts have you actually got going on during the day and evening?
So, we've got two main stages. We've got a smaller stage, which we call our Village Hall. We've got poetry, we've got outdoor arts, we've got Global Village, which is our world music stage. We've got an acoustic come and play stage. We've got drama groups, we've got interactions, we've got activities, like I said, for children. We've got sort of family areas this year. I mean, we've taken over the cricket pitches this year as well. The guys normally play cricket, which is always part of the Village Green vibe, but this year they've taken the decision not to play because it was just getting too busy. So
I can imagine,
they've now come on board. They're running bars, so they're helping, you know, the customers. More alcohol, more drinks for them. Yeah. So you know, they're going to sort of help to, you know, run their cricket clubs off the profits from the bar, and great partnership over there, really. Yeah.
So you've got all the usual stalls and the food stalls and the drinking stalls and all the concessions going on there.
Yeah.
And you've got this huge list of acts on start. I know you've got Eddie Reader there, haven't you?
Yeah, from Fairground Attraction. Yeah, that's right.
The Slackers. You've got
from America.
Yep. Beth Orton.
Yeah.
Catherine Williams. I mean, there's a huge list. I'm not going to go through this list. I'll be here all day.
Yeah.
They're just minuscule sound. You've got artist, LED marketplace. It's just absolutely amazing. You've got so much going on there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, at Village Green, it's always about the event. It's never about one particular act. So, you know, we wouldn't, not that we could afford it, but we wouldn't book Robbie Williams as an example. Yeah, we want people to come for the day, to enjoy the whole day. Mm. But that said, you know, Beth Orton, Eddie Reader, Catherine Williams, all Mercury nominated.
Yeah.
They've all won awards, all won prizes. You know, Danisak, Scroobius, Pip, they're sort of from Thurrock, so local lads. They're doing very, very well at the moment. Man Like Me, another band, supported Madness, and, you know, fantastic band live. Shlomo played with Bjork. You know, the guy's a world record beatbox champion.
Really?
Yeah, and that's the thing with Village Green. It's not just, you know, with the music, it's not just about music. It's about the arts and the culture and different things.
Sounds like a fantastic day. It really does.
Should be.
I know you've got a three-tiered pricing structure.
That's right, yeah.
Can you run us through that?
Yes, of course, yeah. We're doing, so for the first year, we're having to sort of have a slight levy. So we're advanced tickets, adults £10.
Right.
Teenagers are £5, and then children are free. For low-income families, if they've got the Advantage card through Southend Borough Council, they can get them for free. So families can still come for free if they're low-income. And we've got early bird as well. So with the early bird tickets, there's various different tariffs from, you know, if you buy 15 adult tickets or a mixture of 50, you know, five adults and five teenagers. So there's various ways, and that'll give you money off as well. So if you all club together, then you can sort of come in under the one sort of tariff, as it were.
So the if I was to buy a £10 ticket, because I'm over 18.
Yeah.
If I laugh when I said, I'm 28 now. So if I was to buy a £10 ticket, would that allow me to come during the day and then go home and then come back at night?
That's right, yeah. Once you've got your wristbands.
Oh my God, that's so good value.
Once you've got your wristband, you can come. And that's one of the
things, really good.
Yeah, of Village Green is, you know, we're in the heart of the local community. You can walk there. Or, you know, if you're coming from further, we'll get the train and it's just literally up the road. It's walking distance from Chalkwell train station. And you can bring your own food. You can bring your own drink as well. So it's a very cheap day out for the family.
It's really, really good. So if they want tickets, if anybody wants to buy tickets, they're available online at www.metalculture.com, metalculture.com. All this will be on our website, by the way. The box office hotline, can I give that out?
Yes.
Box office hotline is 0844 884 2920. 0844 884 2920. And you've got a general inquiries number as well. Yep. Is it okay to put that
yes,
out?
Yes, of course, yeah, thank you.
01702 470 700. 01702 470 700. This is going to be absolutely rammed. Sean, I wish you all the best with this, and you may even see me down there yourself.
That's great. Thanks for having us on.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.